The seed. Plug.
Okay. And do you know what they call the kind of peach where the flesh is tied up against the seed? Or, you know, when you go to cut it and pull it apart, it just sticks to the seed.
The only thing I know is they call them, to be peach is the peach, unless you want to call it, say, the Georgia peach.
Okay, but, you know, like, you don't make any distinction between the type that you can cut and the seed will almost fall out. You know, what I'm saying? You've seen some...
Yeah, you just take your fingernails and lift it apart, and out comes the thing.
Yeah.
And there's some you can't just get, but I don't know the difference.
Okay. And does anyone ever here around here dry fruit? You know, like cut it up and dry it for later?
Not that I know of.
Like apples and peaches and things like that.
No, the only thing we might do is take guavas, and we'll take them, peel the skin off, and slice them in half, put them in the pot, and boil them with sugar and water, and then sometimes they'll take them, do the same way, but they take all the seeds out of the guava, and they make jelly out of it, or sometimes just freeze the guava shells. And of course, you can make guava ice cream and guava duff, guava dumplings. And take the guavas with a heavy syrup, you know, from cooking it, and put a can of cream in it with some sugar. That's delicious. Because what we do that too with, sometimes we do it with, well, we take the sour off and turn it into ice cream by the same way, but we don't cook it, you know, you don't have to cook it.
Did you ever hear anybody call it dried fruit snitz?
No.
You ever heard that word at all? How about, and I got one other thing here about, we're talking about salads. How about those little red things they put in salads? They slice, they're white inside and got red skins.
White inside.
You know.
Red.
They're about that big around.
Oh, what are they called? Radishes.
Okay. And, anybody ever try to grow them around here? Or is it sorrel?
I don't think, some people more or less grew them, because I know when I was a kid, I sold those packages of seeds, you know. I don't know if they grew. You know what the trouble is with old conch houses? If you're living in an old conch house now, they are about, I say, 2-3 feet off the ground. Okay. It's always rain gets in, it gets underneath there, and you can, if you're not careful, get some rats, and or you get caterpillars, you know. And any fruit that grows underneath the ground, or a vegetable underneath the ground, you lose it to the darn roaches or rats or caterpillars or worms or something. So really, here you have a better bet of growing it if it's above the ground.
Hmm. How about, if it's above?
Here we go, tomatoes. Some people have seen corn.
How deep does the soil go here? Before you get to, you know, like...
Not too deep, because in our front yard, we've got things growing that maybe only requires about 7 or 8 inches of soil, you know, or even less than that. Now, in the backyard, some areas in our backyard, you can dig down maybe a foot or two, you know, dirt. But it always seems like your best dirt is underneath your house.
Yeah, I guess because of the...
The dampness and all, and it's richer.
How about, you know where they grow peaches, they call that a what?
Grove.
Okay, how about apples, where they grow apples, they call that a grove?
Orchard.
Okay. And you said syrup, I go, what kind of other syrups can you get around here?
Syrups?
Yeah.
Well, the only kind of syrups I know that people go to the grocery store and get, you know, honey syrup, you know, for your pancakes, if you eat pancakes. Oh, waffle syrup. That's about it.
Okay. If you were talking about leather or something, you know, and you wanted to get real leather, you would go in and you say, you might ask the guy, say, a belt or something like that. You say,